Hello and welcome to this Magic OC podcast. I am OC and I am the voice and the thought expressing themselves in words right here and right now. What a funny way to introduce myself. new moon! How are you navigating the waters of this new moon? I would say shocks and surprises, turn of events, and connection to our truth inside. So many things are happening. This movement is incredible and extremely transformative. And no matter the situation, remember that every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Every challenge is a possibility for us to open a new way of reaction, a new way of dealing with the situation, a new way of thinking. A lot of our behaviors comes from the thinking as well. Everything is working with everything, and our being has this incredible mechanism that it's in harmony with all its parts. We are one made of so much. New moon in the sign of Taurus. Taurus in astrology is a sign of the element of earth. Earth, we can refer earth with materiality, physicality, with money, grounding, many things. Earth, look outside your window, put your feet in the grass, plant your seeds. Earth is everywhere, it's our ground. And it's said to be a fixed sign. Fixed meaning keeping the direction, keeping going. Taurus, the bull goes forward. It takes its time on its way, but its determination is definitely in action. Taurus is also the sign of Venus. Venus with now in Taurus. So this new moon is happening with this energy, strong Taurus energy. We have Uranus as well in Taurus. And until recently there was Mercury. So no need to know what planets mean or how to translate. What is to observe is there's a lot happening in this sign of Taurus. Taurus that I like to associate with embodiment. It's beauty in its materiality. There is value, you know, in this beauty. There is value as well. So which value do we give to our materiality? Which value do we give to ourselves as well? And are we allowing ourselves to go to materialize how we vibrate, how we feel, how we think? It's interesting to ask ourselves these questions. What are my values? And do I find beauty in my values? And also, do I express this beauty in how I behave, how I built my life, how I create my life? So there's a lot of those themes around, and you know, we're living a social life. There's people around us, and it's very interesting to observe how we interact as well in our life, how this energy of going for what we value, for what we dream of, what we want to create, how we're materializing that, doing it in accordance as well with our ground, where we are, what are the possibilities, and who are the people around. because we have to respect as well everyone's value, everyone's way of materializing their life. And sometimes it's not easy because this other person, this other people around, they may not be in the same kind of vision, you know, and it's okay. There is a world for everyone. And I always find it very interesting and inspiring to meet people that are that have a very different way to live than mine, a different way of thinking and building their lives. And I find it, yeah, inspiring because I enjoy listening to their way and receiving their way as well. It's a passion to observe how another one is thinking, behaving, and, you know, creating its own life. It's not about me liking it or not. I don't want to bring that in. It's just, there is something to be inspired here because this is this person's creation. So I want to be inspired. And it's beautiful. So all of that to tell you that you are inspiring. We are all inspiring in what we do because I'm talking about values here. How do I value myself? You know, do I value myself with beauty or do I value myself with criticism and oppression and wanting to do more, not enough? There's so many ways and resistances as well. Talking about challenges, often the intensity of the challenge that's happening in our life as it's resonating with the intensity of the resistance in us. As I say, every challenge is an opportunity for growth. There is lessons everywhere, but the lessons are not to be thought. The lessons are to be experienced. And then we'll get understanding after when it's time. But first it has to be lived, it has to be filled. And often when we start thinking about what's happening, we create a lot of resistances and blockings and the challenge can become a bit overwhelming, just a lot and big and too much. And to overcome a situation, it's we're overcoming everything anyway because we keep evolving. So that's good to know, to remember. But in the challenge, if it's very strong intensity and it can be very confronting, I'm talking about this kind of challenges, it's really here to unlock something in us. And how do I allow myself to react to what's happening? I know how I reacted before. I observe how some other people may react, but how do I choose to react? And accepting as well in the way we choose to react that it can be a bit weird or a bit not very clear at the beginning. We may just go back in the old pattern and then come back and change our mind. And so it's really okay. Allow yourself to follow your values and to give you the time space as well to experience how you want to integrate and express those new values in your life. Because we always changing the way we think and we value things and how we... Everything is always expanding. So let's allow ourselves to change our mind in peace. You know, compassion and acceptance. What are my values? Do I value my beauty? Yes, I am beautiful. That's a beautiful affirmation to work with. I used to stand in front of the mirror with the hands on my heart, breathing and saying, I am beautiful. So I'm going to do now, so you can do it if you want. So we're breathing in. I am beautiful. And again. I am beautiful. And again. I am beautiful. I will do it 3 times. 3 is my minimum. The ritual is in 3. That's my rule. And more, if I feel like more, and all the time space to have more. But I want everything You know, it's important in our habits to allow any habit to be adaptable to the situation, so we don't feel stuck or pressured by time to do everything sometimes, and that we feel we have a lot to do. You just create it in another way. The power of it is here. If we just take the time to do it, and the time we create, we master of the time. So three breaths, three times I say out loud the, or in my head, depending on the situation again, the little mantra, affirmation, intention, vow, many words again. So I am beautiful. And staring at yourself in the mirror, wow, that's an amazing experience. I invite you to play with this one. Great, great, great. Writing it as well in my journal, I am beautiful every day. It's important to accept our beauty. We observe nature, it's beautiful. I am nature, we are beautiful. It's interesting to observe how beauty can express itself in infinite ways. Yes, we are all beautiful in our own uniqueness. It's incredible, it's inspiring to see how the creation has such imagination. Yeah, how creation has such imagination. I let myself express my beauty in all my moves. I show my beauty. Ah, incredible, you know, getting this balance, this harmony between how we express ourselves and how we feel inside, and keeping ourselves in this authenticity, in our integrity, no matter the situation and who are people around. It's a challenge. It's a very strengthening. Many challenges are here to grow, and growth is into strengthening ourselves. But strength is embracing our vulnerabilities, because a vulnerability is a strength. If I accept my vulnerability, I allow my strength to be. I've been on this journey with reconnecting with my vulnerabilities, understanding what it was. Because that was not a concept that I was very, didn't really get it. And I allow it to come with me. I really observed it and felt it and observed it in me. And this journey with my vulnerabilities are really, really empowering me. It's incredible. And how I'm strong by being sensitive. We may think, and I meet on my path many that feel kind of in a weak vulnerability because they're extra sensitive. And extra sensitivity is such a strength. It's a vulnerability, yes, but it's not a weak one, it's a powerful one. Because when we really allow ourselves to feel all that we can feel, if we allow ourselves to just lower down the defenses and let go of the fear of, I don't know, the fear of something, it's interesting to observe how we actually strengthen ourselves by letting go. Letting go of our thoughts about vulnerability. Observe as well what vulnerability resonates with. Because in the society, in the culture you've been raised and educated, and what you've been inspiring while you've been growing up and today, this has an influence on your thoughts. Because this is all inspiration, this is all patterns, habits, education, conditioning. You see it the way you prefer. It's this inspiration is expressed through us. And vulnerability, for me, in my experience, was not something that was seen as powerful and into empowerment. I also feel and observe that we've been shamed for vulnerabilities. You know, asking for help, for example, this is showing a vulnerability, but it's powerful to recognize and to ask for help. And ask for any question, actually. Just ask and express exactly how we feel. It's okay to be tired, for example. We can see it as a vulnerability or a strength. It's just, yeah. Yes, vulnerability. I'm getting lost. You're getting used to that, I guess. When I start going into the world, it's such a magnificent adventure to express in words how we feel, because a word can't describe how I feel. It's a story. It's a story of words. And it can be expressed in so many languages and vocabularies. So, we were talking about the new moon, no? It's very inspiring, this new moon connection to Earth. We're in the Earth element here. So please go into the Earth, no matter the season, anyway. Both hemispheres, we're on the transition. So there is moments to go outside and really put our feet and hands in the Earth. And feeling the earth inside of us as well, you know, when we plant seeds inside of us, like seeds with our intention, I am beautiful. Observe how this seed is growing on its own timing. We can't impose ourselves to integrate in a second our intentions and everything, especially in the emotional and energy world. Take its time to be integrated in Earth, in our Earth, in our physicality. It's raining now. And you know how rain, the way it penetrates in Earth, it's so unique and depending of the climate and the moment of the day and how the Earth, what the Earth is composed of. So emotion, water, and how it penetrates here inside. It's very interesting. So yeah, Taurus is a cross in the wheel. It's opposite. It's complementary with Scorpio. Scorpio fixed, donc the same way of moving. And the element of water. So I invite you here to observe water and earth. And also, so Scorpio season is around November. So it's interesting to observe how this Taurus new moon and we in this Taurus season, how it resonates with things that happen in often Scorpio season. So 6 months ago, a year and a half ago. And more and more and more. and often that's what we really, really experience in Scorpio. We come to integrate materially what really been starting to unlock, you know, in Scorpio water. So it's really emotional, something very deeply emotional. And now this water is grounding into the earth and it feels very nice. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? And that doesn't need to be answered with words, because how you are feeling is what you are doing now. So if you have if you're tired and you have a lot of things to do, you can do all those things. It's just slow down, you're master of time. You can weave what you're doing, all your activities, very calmly, by allowing yourself to trust that you can do it all and all is going to happen perfectly. And if it doesn't, well, there might be reasons. You'll see tomorrow why. I wish you a wonderful new moon cycle. Appreciate this rebirth. It really feels like a rebirth, this Taurus new moon. Observe and appreciate how you're birthing new, how you're embodying your values, how you are beautiful. You are beautiful. I am beautiful. We are beautiful. I love you and I wish you a beautiful moment. Chat next time. Bye.